Braxton, what do you feel like you bring to the table as a wide receiver, and how much do you feel like you still have to learn at that position?
Oh, man, explosiveness, big playability, speed, quickness, strength. You know, just making people miss in a smart area. You know, just making it easy for my quarterback and the offensive coordinator to make, you know, to call plays.
Braxton, the camera caught you saying right where you wanted to go. Why was this such an appealing place for you?
You know, me and Coach Bill O'Brien, you know, we got a couple history moments together. You know, when he was a coach at Penn State, and you know, Coach Brave, coach out there, and my former teammate Johnny Simon. You know, it's a lovely place to be too. And you know, they need offensive playmakers like me, and you know, that's one place I really looked at and I really want to go to.
Are you looking forward to playing with DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh yeah, for sure. All of them, you know, Will Fuller, D-Hawk, strong. Man, the crew's going to be strong now. He's good.
Braxton, in terms of your development as a wide receiver, what do you feel like you still need to get better at, and how much do you still you feel like you have to learn as a receiver at this new position?
You know, just everyday learning ability. You know, it always helps. You know, I just want to be the best I can be, you know, every time I step on the field, practice field, game field. You know, weight room, just, you know, little things. And, you know, I just want to get better at my outside game, too.
It's been kind of a whirlwind for you with playing quarterback and then sitting out and then coming back and now being drafted. Can you kind of put your head around everything that's gone on with your career?
It hit me, but it hasn't hit me yet. I'm very blessed and very thankful to be in the spot I am today. You know, some guys really don't get their names called on days like this. And, you know, I'm very thankful. And, you know, the place I really want to be at, I'm here. I'm there. So it's a lovely feeling.
Braxton, besides the Senior Bowl, what else did you have in terms of contact with the Texans, workout visit, combine meeting? What did you do with them?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. Besides talking to them at the Senior Bowl, did you meet with them at the Combine? Did you visit, and did you have a private workout this spring with them?
Oh, yeah. You know, met at the Senior Bowl. Was it the Senior Bowl? I think I seen him. Yeah, I talked to them at the Combine, and they came down and worked me out individually.
Thank you.
What was the decision to switch to receiver difficult at all, or was it an easy decision for you?
Oh, no. You know, just growing up, being an athlete all my life, you know, I had 2 arm surgeries, and the difficult thing was I really couldn't throw for 45 yards. So the easier decision was to change my position. You know, I was very comfortable with changing it, but the thing was, I didn't know I wanted to change it to defense or offense, but, you know, I like getting the ball in my hands and making people miss, so I love to do that.
So you weren't cleared to, were you not cleared to throw when that season started? Were you still having trouble with the shoulder?
Yeah, I'm clear to throw, but I can't throw over 45 yards, so there's no reason for me to be a starting quarterback.
Can you now? Sorry. Do you have that full range back now, or are you still limited in terms of that?
Oh, no, I'm 100%. Okay. It's actually stronger than my left shoulder, but it came back real great. That's why I took a year off.
Braxton, in terms of your rookie season, do you expect to be involved in returns? Is that something they've talked to you about special teams too?
Oh, you know, for me, that's a cheat code. So if I'm back to returning, and after I return the ball, I'm going back on offense, that's a cheat code. That's the extra way to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. So I'm available, whatever they want me to do.